Senate Bill 8. There is a bill brief in all of the members' book.
Thank you. Chris Nelson, Secretary of State, again asking for your support for Senate Bill 8. This deals with a couple of issues regarding ballot counting machinery, and that whole area is changing in South Dakota and indeed across the country. And a large part of that change is being driven by the Help America Vote Act, which is a federal law passed a couple of years ago that is requiring changes. And while that bill did not outlaw punch card voting machines, it strongly encouraged counties and states to do away with those machines and, in fact, provided some federal money as incentive to do such. Within South Dakota, 4 years ago, we had 10 counties that used punch card machines. All 10 counties have taken some of that federal money and done away with their punch card machines and obtained optical scan counting machines. And therefore, we no longer use punch card ballots in South Dakota. A large part of Senate Bill 8 removes punch card ballot language from our statute. It's no longer needed, and so we're simply cleaning that out of statute. One of the other requirements of the Help America Vote Act is that by 2006, every polling place in America have some type of a touchscreen voting machine where a person can come up and touch the screen, touch the name of their candidate or their choice, and vote via that electronic medium. The reason for that requirement is largely to assist people that have some type of physical disability. Perhaps their hands don't work well enough to fill in that little oval, or maybe they're blind and they obviously can't see a ballot, and they can use one of these machines, put on a set of headphones, and it will read the ballot to them, and they can vote in that fashion. Because of that federal requirement, companies across the United States are developing new kinds of voting machinery. And one of those new kinds of machinery that has been recently demonstrated to our State Board of Elections is a type of machinery, and the term that we have given it on page 2, line 20 and 21, is an electronic ballot marking system. And briefly, this system has a touchscreen mechanism where a ballot will appear on the screen and you touch the name of your candidate. And that machinery then literally marks your ballot for you. So if you can't fill in the little oval, or you're blind and you can't see the ballot, this machine will literally mark your ballot for you. And this is a brand new concept, and our statutes currently require the State Board of Elections to certify any ballot counting machinery that's used in the state before it can be used, make sure it meets standards. And so the optical scan counting machines that we use across the state, those are certified by the State Board before they're sold and used. What we're asking for in this bill is that this new type of machinery, this ballot marking system, that it also be certified by the State Board of Elections so that we have a chance to look at this, make sure it meets the minimum specifications, that it works accurately, and that all of those kinds of things are taken care of before these companies go out and sell them to counties across the state. And so we're simply asking with this bill that we treat those kinds of systems just like we're currently treating the optical scan ballot systems. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Further proponents? Further proponents? If not, are there any opponents? This is an easy morning. Any opponents? If not, we'll close to committee discussion, questions, and or action. Senator Dempster, first.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is just a ballot counting, or a ballot marking machine, and then the ballots that are then taken and then optically scanned as our other ballots. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Thank you.
Senator?
Mr. Secretary, in reading this, I recall that any governing body may experiment with any kind of technology that they feel is might be better than what they're currently using or what has been suggested by your office. How far can they carry that? Does that have to be approved?
That is correct. The statute does currently use that language, but whatever system they use, it has to have received certification from the State Board of Elections before they can use it. And so it has to go through that minimum process.
Thank you.
Any, Senator Adelstein, question.
Where is that? I guess maybe I missed it. Is that contained in this portion here that it must be for?
I was referring to page 4, line 2.
If I might respond, section 3 of the bill on the bottom of page 3 is the current section of law that requires automated tabulating systems to be certified by the State Board of Elections and that they meet certain minimum standards before we certify those. And so that's the current law, and we're simply asking that we add in this electronic ballot marking system to that certification requirement.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Follow-up questions, then? Okay. Senator Dempster.
Move to pass.
We have a do-pass motion by Senator Dempster, a second by Senator Adelstein. Is there discussion on that do-pass motion? Hearing none, all those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Dempster. Tubbles.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Doniphan.
Aye. Please have the minutes reflect Senate Bill 8. We'll go to the floor with a unanimous do-pass motion. Senator Dempster. We have a consent motion by Senator Dempster. Is there a second? By Senator Broderick. Discussion on that motion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. It goes to the floor, Senate Bill 8, on the consent calendar.